Hello and welcome to Eddie is Not Okay. I know I've been away for a while, but I'm back, and I'm back with a really great story that I think is very intriguing, and we'll have many parts on it. So I'm going to introduce you to my mom. And her story I find very riveting, and there's things I learn every day, and so I wanted to capture it all on this podcast. So can you introduce yourself, Mom?
Hello, I'm Lisa's mom.
What is your name?
Nessie.
This is Nessie. What does your name have a meaning or?
I'm sure they put a lot of meaning in that name. Some I should know, probably.
And feel free to speak Creole if you'd like, Mom, okay? We have a lot of Creole listeners, too. Mm-hmm. So if you want to speak Creole and you're more comfortable speaking Creole, go right ahead. I'm sure she's going to throw in some Spanish there that I'm not going to understand, but she will tell us what the meaning of those are. So I wanted her to tell her life story. I'm so excited that you get to start from the very beginning. So from the first moment that you can remember, could you tell us where you were born and the setting or?
I was born in Cayo. That is 70 miles away from Belize City. And it was beautiful. Grandma, grandpa, aunts and uncles and everybody was there. And then we moved to the city.
Did the whole family move or just you and your, was it just you and Beja and Papa or, I mean?
Well, by the time we moved to Belize, I think there was already about four of us. And then we had to move from Belize to a place named Mango Creek. We opened Mango Creek because a man named Johnny Hull, an American from America, went and bought some land past Sand Creek, and he named down there Mango Creek. He got Papa to work for him, I guess because Papa was light-skinned and green eyes, like them, like the crow that was there. He got to go. He was the first driver for Johnny Hull. And then Johnny Hull kept Papa there for a while. And Mama did not like that because now we're alone in Belize. And Mama told Papa, well, you can't be there more than, you know, another week or so. Well, Mama started, you know how women are. Mama appeared in Mango Creek and told Papa he has to come back right away. And Mr. Johnny Hull could not do without Papa. So they built Mama told Papa, unless you have a house for me and them children, you're going to come back. So Johnny Hull built a house for the whole crowd, for me, Mama, Papa, and all the kids. And that's how we live in Mango Creek.
So what was Papa doing?
Papa was the one they gave a big camion, used to drive a big camion truck that used to bring the mahogany from the mahogany fields.
So he was a driver.
He was a driver. Mm-hmm. And on the days I didn't need him to drive, he would take Mr. Johnny Hull, and Johnny Hull had a partner named Mr. Boyd. Tall, tall white man. And he never had a wife. We don't know, then back then you don't judge. My wife is coming later, but never came. He had a little girl. I have pictures of me and that little girl together.
You still have those pictures?
Somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we lived there, and That was a little touch house like.
What's a touch house for people who don't know?
Touch house is a, like, it's made out of white clay and then the coconut tree limbs covered it up.
And you guys made that? You guys built that? Or?
Everybody together.
Mm-hmm. So there was nothing there?
There was nothing there. We made Mango Creek. Then later on, when the logging and people started coming in, there was a big ship that came that parked there. And anyway, they built a commissary. They used to call it a commissary. My two older sisters work there. They were the first ones that got a job at the commissary. Mr. What is my name?
Hull? Is it Hull?
Mr. Johnny Hull didn't do anything without Mama and Papa and this crowd. So he made a commissary and we kind of ran it.
What was in the commissary?
Everything, just like gas Walmart.
Like Walmart.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And across the street from there, there used to be a welding shop. A man named Mr. Kelly ran that.
Was he also American?
No, he's a black man from Belize. Mm-hmm. And we were there for years.
How many rooms was the touch house? Do you remember anything about it?
Yeah, he had the bedroom, and then the other half is where you eat and stuff. And the bedroom then was just the old people on the bed, and the floor was you catch a bundle and put your head, that's where your bed is.
Did you have air conditioning?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
We had air conditioning, all right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so you had the outhouse and then you had chickens. I mean, did you have how many, like, animals? Do you remember having animals?
No, only some strayway cat and dogs.
But you, okay, well, like for food, like food-wise.
The commissary. We bought at the commissary.
The commissary. Uh-huh. But that stuff was shipped in.
We thought it come from Belize. Mm-hmm. We didn't know better.
Okay. Can you tell me kind of foods there were in the commissary?
A lot of food that we never saw before because it came from a ship that Mr. Hull had to come right there. The ship didn't come all the way into the shore. Smaller boats went out to the ship. Mm-hmm. And would bring back the stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they'd put it in the commissary. Mm-hmm. Then people would buy at the commissary. Mm-hmm. Mostly from the money Mr. Hull paid the people them that are working for him. They go and they spend his money that he pays them at his commissary. Mm-hmm.
But what kind of food, do you remember anything in particular from the store? Anything?
Not really. We were introduced to a lot of strange stuff. Like in Belize, I only remember Dutch cheese.
Dutch cheese.
Dutch cheese, a big red. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. When Mr. Hull opened that commissary, they had 3-4 different cheeses. Mm-hmm. So that was a big surprise to me.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
I think, you know what? I was very young because my auntie Dalla, Adela Waite, that's Mama's sister, she went to visit while we were there. And she told my mom, he said, this little girl is not staying here at this place. He said, I'm taking her back with me. Because she didn't have a little girl. She only had one son, Evral Waite. So then Dalla took me back with her And I didn't come back again for 2-3 more years. And by the time I came back, they had upstairs house and all in Mango Creek.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you don't know the specific age, 5, 6?
What?
How old you were?
I think I was about 8 the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dalla took me home.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was about 12, I came back.
But you came back to visit all the time, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So you're the oldest of how many?
Well, there's Amira and Yolanda also.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm the first one for Mama.
So you had two older...
Older sisters
from Papa's,
first marriage to a lady named Isabel,
mm-hmm.
Isabel Simone,
mm-hmm.
and wonderful sisters. I don't know why you have to call it half sisters, because they were full sisters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they were much older.
Yolanda is 5 years older than me,
mm-hmm.
and Amir about 8.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you lived there. So you're the oldest out of how many siblings then?
12.
12. Okay. And you all moved from Mango Creek. You were already living with Dalla.
Mm-hmm.
By the time everyone else decided to move?
I went back to live. I live in Mango Creek another maybe 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Mango Creek everything started going wrong, and all the mahogany was out of there. So ships that came in, for whatever reason they came,
mm-hmm.
stopped coming.
Mm-hmm. So why was it called Mango Creek? Was there a lot of mangoes on the creek?
They said yes. It was surrounded by a lot of mango.
Hmm. Could you, I know we're backtracking here, but could you tell me how your father and your mother got to Belize?
Mm-hmm. From where?
From wherever they're from.
That's a good one.
Okay, that's a good one. Well, I mean, as much as you can remember, or the stories that you've heard, or anything like that.
Yeah. Mama Lola, my grandma people on Mama's side came from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And her, that Italy family went to Mexico. Malola was going to a college in Mexico. I hear her father was a big shot there. And when she got in love with one of the workers, the story goes that the man that used to take her out, teaching her how to ride the horse, then the horse danced, and she was all dressed up all the time. I guess they fell in love and something happened there.
So he wasn't the gardener, because I don't know why. Is that another love story? I heard something about a gardener. I just pictured him like pruning under her window, and then she was at the window.
He pruned closer than that.
Wow. Okay. Go ahead, Mom.
This is what the stories my grandpa said. That's Paito, my mom's dad. I was the closest to him, and he used to tell me stories about the lady that was my mom's mom. And he said, the man that used to teach your grandma to ride the horse and show the horse how to dance the music was in love with your grandma. And something happened, and she was going to have a baby. And they had to run away one night when her father wasn't around. Because if the father would have known, he would have killed the man. So they ran away, and they don't know what direction they're going or what they're going to meet, because they've never been out of there. And my grandpa said, grandma told him all kind of stories. And that baby was born, and they found an old house somewhere in the jungle. And
is
the
that,
man...
Is that Beha?
No.
No, okay.
Mm-mm. And the man fixed it up just cozy enough so animals couldn't go get to them. And they stayed there, and they traveled. And then... my grandma looked like she had another baby in all that hard time and not having no place or nothing, just water that the man used to bring from some creek and eat the fruits that they could find. And one day, the man didn't come home after he was out looking for food. And when my grandma went to look for him, she found him somewhere with his head hanging off. And she knew that her father did that, because that's what the father always promised he would have done. So there she is. Now she's got two babies. And some other old man from the bush or the forest, whatever it was, came by one day and asked her if she needed help. And of course, she don't have nobody now, because she already found that man dead. That man gave her a hand and I don't know how long they were together. But by the time she got to Cayo, she had four kids.
Whoa.
Wilfido, Amalia, mm-hmm. Duffy, mm-hmm. and Lucilla. I'll let me change. We'll get to it next time.
So, and this was Beha's mom.
Yes.
Beha, so was the baby.
Beha was not in the story yet.
Okay. Okay. All right. So then she goes to Cayo.
Uh-huh.
And she meets Paguito?
Uh-huh. Well, she gets to Cayo and she see all abandoned buildings and stuff. So she pull up in one. She and her kids in there. And Paita told me that he used to see that there was people there. And he knew that if he went closer, these people had to need help, because he knew it was some family that hiding or have no place to go. So he went and he made friends with Malola, asking her if she needed help. She always said no. Said, so many no's I got from her. What I started to do is I started to bring water and milk and bread and stuff and leave it right there where she could find it.
That was a big change for her, coming from a rich family, and she was living in an abandoned building.
Oh, yes.
How long do you think she stayed there?
I have no idea. I just know what Paito said.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay. So... the Dala and Beha don't come till years later.
Dala was one of them that...
Oh, was she?
Came, uh-huh.
Okay. I thought it was Wilfredo.
You see, remember I tell you just...
Oh, yes. Well, who was it then? Say it again. Mm-hmm.
Wilfredo,
mm-hmm.
Duffy, Amalio,
mm-hmm.
Chila,
mm-hmm.
and Dala.
Okay, Chila and Dala. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, that's a correction from before. Mm-hmm. So, okay, it was four of them. All right.
Four of them.
Mm-hmm.
Three girls, three, mm-hmm. no. Because I'm a tree boy. And then Dala and Chila. Five.
Wow. Hmm. We're going to make corrections from time to time because, you know, over time, you know, you're remembering things and then you have moments where you're like, oh my goodness, that wasn't right, you know, but so we'll go back and fix everything. And I'm sure other family members will be on our podcast and they'll tell you their recollections of different mm-hmm. things. So
and they can correct collection.
Excited about that. So, okay. So then that's how he met, Malola. Payito met Malola by helping her.
And Payito said he even offered her a house to live. And she wouldn't take it. He says, but he finally gained confidence with Malola. And he told her, he said, come, let me go show you where I can have you live. Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm not going to be there. He says, you and your kids. Mm-hmm. He says, you're not sharing house with me. He said, because that's what Malola didn't want.
Why do you think she didn't go back home?
Her father would kill her.
Her father would kill her?
Yes. Hmm. And
what did Payito do?
Payito got the house and helped Malola in it and put bed and furniture and everything she needed for her and her kids.
Well, what did he do as a job?
He was a tailor.
A tailor?
Yes, he was the only tailor in Cayo.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to do bookwork for the governor. I think you call it the governor. Somebody that was high in government.
Mm-hmm.
But Payito was the one they came to do their bookwork.
Mm-hmm.
And he sewed for everybody around them beautiful three-piece suit and mm-hmm. all that.
Mm-hmm.
He tailored for a lot of people.
But he was never married.
He was never married.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, to me, the best man around.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was your grandfather.
Yeah.
You love him a lot. Mm-hmm. So he won her over.
And she moved into the house
mm-hmm.
with her kids. And my grandfather didn't even sleep there. He would not go inside the house because to show his respect. I said, but it's your house. And he said, no. He said, because a man should respect a woman that have children, girls for children. He said, I have no right in that house. He said, and she's a young lady and we know she's in need. He said, I'm not going to take no, what the word?
Chances?
Uh-huh. No advantage.
Mm-hmm. Not going to take advantage.
Uh-huh. And he never stepped foot in that house, but he made sure they had everything they needed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sounds like a good person. So does he have a lot of family in that area?
But the joke is, I told Grandpa, I said, you didn't have nothing to do with Grandma all the time. How come my mom came along?
But they got married eventually? Payito,
you know, I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they could never be more right.
Didn't they have any pictures of them anywhere?
No. I never
no
seen.
Pictures.
No. Mm-hmm. And yeah. But everybody knew that tailor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good story. So now they're living in Cayo, right?
Yeah.
And that is where your mom was born.
Yeah.
Okay. So how many years after she got there was Beja born?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it couldn't have been too long because Mama and Dala were not 10 years apart. Because
mm-hmm.
Mama just died at 100. And Dala died a few years ago at 100 and something.
She was 100 and something?
I think so. Mm. Or 98.
You know, Mom, I can't remember either.
I can't either.
I'll have to check on that.
More than I'm going to live, I know that.
She's very optimistic, you guys. So, all right. So next time we record, I don't know where you'd like to pick up from. I would like to know Papa's side, as much as you know about his side. I'd like to hear about that because I hear a lot of different stories, you know. And then figure out when Beha was born and what she... Well, when Beha was born, they were better off, right? They were doing all right?
Who?
Beha, her mom and her dad, Payito and...
They never lived together.
They never lived together.
Never, never.
Hmm.
But they showed each other respect.
Now, do you think it's because they were, I mean, two different, you know, classes of people? Do you think it's that? And back then they didn't.
Well, they had a lot, people had a lot to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And all of Paita's people, I hear, was mad at Paito because he didn't marry a black girl.
Mm-hmm.
He married a mixed person, which nobody knows why, but that's life.
Mm-hmm.
No, and Malola it's hard to tell. Malola didn't talk a lot either.
Really? Mm.
She was crocheting. Malola could crochet from a wedding dress to a baptismal gown.
Wow. So they worked great together. He's a tailor and she could sew.
Exactly.
Yeah, they were a match made in heaven.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, I guess we're going to stop there for now because it's about 30 minutes. So we've done this for 30 minutes. We'll pick up tomorrow. We'll continue with the story.
You better get me before everything forget.
Yeah, but I want to get all these things down before she forgets who I am. So thank you. Thank you, Mom. Thank you for being here. And thank you for the stories. And I'm excited to put this out there so people will know what your journey was like. And we haven't even gotten to
know. And I wish everybody could have a great black grandpa like I had. He was the greatest man around.
Hmm. Aw, I'm sure he appreciates that.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stories to tell about him too. So I'm happy to learn them. And we're going to share this with some of our other family members. And if they want to join in on one of these sessions, you're more than welcome to. And we will sign off. And just remember, love each other and be good human beings. Say bye, Mom.
Bye. God bless everybody.